Hello there. How wonderfully happy Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth were. They were going to have a son. It was all coming to pass, just as the angel of God had promised. At first, the appearance and words of the angel in the temple had startled and frightened Zacharias. He couldn't believe the angel's message, that he and his wife would have a son. And Zacharias argued with the angel.
That's impossible. I'm an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years. Give me a sign from God.
Well, the angel gave him a sign, all right. Because of his unbelief, Zacharias was struck dumb. He couldn't speak anymore. God's plan went right on. Everything the angel had promised came to pass. Finally, the great day came when their promised son was born, and they had great joy and gladness at his birth, and many rejoiced with them. When the baby was 8 days old, there was a ceremony and a celebration.
Elizabeth, of course you were going to name him Zacharias.
Not so. He shall be called John.
But no one in your family has this name.
Then they made signs to his father, asking him. He motioned for a slate and wrote, "His name is John." Instantly, Zacharias could speak.
His name is John! Praise God! I have both my speech and our promised son!
The news of what happened spread throughout the Judean hills. People asked, "What will this child become? For God's hand is surely upon him." Then his father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied.
Praise the Lord! He is sending us a mighty Savior, just as he promised. And you, my little son, shall prepare the way for the Messiah. You will tell our people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins.
When little John grew up, he became John the Baptist. He said, "I am the voice of one shouting in the wilderness, 'Repent, get ready for the coming of the Lord. Look to Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.'" Have you looked to Jesus as your Savior? Jesus, who died on the cross for your sins? Invite him into your heart, and he will give you the gift of everlasting life.
If you need the Savior, pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for your love and for dying for me and my sins. I am sorry for the wrong things I've done. Forgive me. Come into my heart. Thank you for your gift of everlasting life. Amen.